Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today is the feast of St. Thomas More. After graduating from law school and before he was married, Thomas More lived for 4 years at the London Charterhouse near a Carthusian monastery so that he could participate in the monk's life of prayer and self-mastery. This helped him develop his own prayer life, which enabled him to overcome vice and become virtuous, as well as to discern his vocation to marriage. And in these 4 years, he discovered the need for the grace that came from the sacraments and prayer, and as a result, he began the spiritual practices he would maintain for the rest of his life. And even though he was a husband, a father of 6 children, a lawyer, a statesman, a theologian, an author, a social reformer, and the Lord High Chancellor to King Henry VIII of England, which was the highest ranking office in the government next to the king, so a pretty busy guy with a lot of responsibilities, he maintained those spiritual practices. He started each day with meditation, study, and Mass. Thomas More wrote, "If you love your health, if you desire to be secure from the snares of the devil, from the storms of this world, from the hands of your enemies, if you long to be acceptable to God, if you covet everlasting happiness, then let no day pass without at least once presenting yourself to God in prayer, falling down before Him flat on the ground, with a humble affection and a devout mind, not merely with your lips, but from the innermost recesses of your soul." Thomas More knew that daily meditation, a resolution, and an examination of conscience were really the meat and potatoes of his life. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now, many people wrongly believe that if you want to become a saint, then you need to be a monk or a nun or a priest. Otherwise, you should get married. But Thomas More had a spiritual director who helped him see that Jesus gives us the sacrament of marriage as a double mission to holiness and to build the kingdom of Jesus by having and raising faith-filled children. And this shows us how essential it is for each one of us to have a good spiritual director. He married Jane Colt, and they had 4 children, 3 girls and a boy. But tragically, in the 6th year of their marriage, Jane suddenly died, leaving Moore with 4 young children to raise by himself. Within 30 days, he married the best woman possible, Alice Middleton. Now, Thomas More was realistic about marriage. He writes, "I do not think it possible to live, even with the best of wives, without some discomfort, and generally we make our wives worse by our own fault." Now, More was known for his indifference to what he wore and what he ate, and he had an extraordinary flexibility and serenity in the face of unexpected change. During the winter of 1528, he fed more than 100 people a day because of the previous famine. And then, just as a most welcome harvest came, a fire broke out caused by the negligence of one of his neighbors. The result was the destruction of all of his barns, part of his house, and several of the neighbors' barns as well. More was out of the country when he found out about these tragic events, and yet, without hesitation, he sent a letter to his wife, Alice, in which he said, "We must and are bound not only to be content, but also to be glad of God's will. After all, it was God who sent us all that we've lost, and since he has by such a chance taken it away again, his pleasure has been fulfilled. Let us heartily thank God as well for adversity as for prosperity, and perhaps we have more cause to thank him for our loss than for our gain, for his wisdom sees better what is good for us than we do ourselves. Therefore, be of good cheer and take all the household with you to church, and there thank God both for what he has given us and for what he has taken away from us, and for what he has left us, which, if it pleases God, he can increase when he will, and if it pleases him to leave us yet less, so let it be at his pleasure." Wow. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Thomas More took personal responsibility to form his children in prayer, faith, and virtue. And so important to him was the formation of his family that he was willing to change his career rather than neglect them. He wrote, "I assure you that, rather than allow my children to be idle and slothful, I would make a sacrifice of wealth and bid adieu to other cares and business and attend to my children and my family." Now, three principles guided the formation of his children. First, his greatest effort was to know and understand each of his children individually. The only way to know what each kid needed was to know them, and that takes real intentional conversations. So Thomas More sought to befriend his children, to know, understand, and love and care for them in order to lead them to the divine teacher within. Second, More knew that you can't just give kids knowledge about faith. The content alone is not enough. Thomas knew that he had to lead them to a personal friendship with Jesus in prayer, because God is the one in whom we have to place our trust, and only God has firsthand knowledge of the things we need to know about the spiritual life. And the third principle was that Thomas knew that it was not his responsibility to make his kids holy. He knew that it was his responsibility to make sure his kids had a holy father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
At 41, King Henry VIII asked Thomas More to become the Lord High Chancellor. Now, Thomas More knew this was a very dangerous proposition because King Henry had become infatuated with Anne Boleyn and was searching for a way to divorce his lawful wife, Catherine of Aragon. The king petitioned the Pope for an annulment, but the Pope refused because it was a legitimate marriage. And in response, Henry proclaimed himself both the Pope and the King of England. And then he demanded everyone in England take an oath of supremacy, requiring them to reject the Pope as the head of the church. St. Thomas More resigned as Lord Chancellor and refused to take the oath. And so Henry had him convicted of treason and placed in prison to be executed. Yet through all this, Thomas More had a remarkable sense of humor, trust, and forgiveness. For he had learned that humor is one of the most powerful weapons in the spiritual battle that would enable a person to overcome fear, pride, anger, resentment, and even pessimism. In fact, right before he laid his neck on the executioner's block, More, having a great gray beard by this time, said to the axeman, "I pray you let me lay my beard over the block, lest you should cut it." Now, before the end of his life, Thomas More frequently expressed his desire to be married together in heaven, even with those who were responsible for his death. And this was from a man who had every reason to be resentful. He had been betrayed by his closest friends. Only one bishop in all of England had joined him in resisting the tyrannical king. Catholic Church had been outlawed, and he lost everything he owned, even his reputation. His health was broken, and everyone abandoned him, even his own wife and family. They had all taken the oath. Yet, Thomas forgave them all and held no resentment. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So how could Thomas More be merry to the bitter end? Because his sense of humor was grounded in his trust in divine providence, in the absolute confidence that God works all things for good for those who love him. And this conviction helped him keep everything in perspective. While still in prison, he wrote, "The brothers of Joseph could never have done him so much good with their love and favor as they did him with their malice and hatred. Nothing can come except what God wills, and I make me very sure that whatsoever that be, even if nothing has ever appeared so bad, it shall indeed be the best." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, I was thinking during this meditation that St. Thomas More really is a perfect model for all the young men out there who want to get married.
Yeah.
Because, and I was making a list here of attributes, requirements.
That's concerning.
He chose a career path that would financially support a family. When he went into the practice of law and he became a judge, he worked for and gained a knowledge of the faith and a very dedicated and committed prayer life. He was committed to forming his kids in the faith and virtue, and he had a good sense of humor.
Why do you think humor is so necessary?
Well, first of all, it's a lot more enjoyable to live with somebody with a good sense of humor.
Yeah, you gotta be tolerable.
Yeah.
It's good to be all of these things, but you must also be tolerable.
Well, a sense of humor makes you tolerable.
Mm-hmm.
I think, every young man should aspire to these four requirements.
I don't know. I feel like you also mentioned that Thomas More didn't care much about what he wore and what he ate and.
Yeah, it didn't. He was not. He was very successful. He was wealthy, but he was not materialistic.
Yeah, that's fair.
He was indifferent. Oh, let's put it this way. He wasn't vain and he wasn't gluttonous.
Mm-hmm.
We could add that to the list. Not vain. Not gluttonous. I'm working out my list of 12. We're getting
Are you
there.
Trying to get married?
I'm putting together a list of requirements because I keep talking to all these young women that are looking for a good man.
That's fair.
So I'm putting together a list of requirements, and the young men out there that are praying the Rosary podcast with, once we have this posted and they meet those requirements, then they can apply.
I'm just going to nip this in the bud.
They can apply and...
That's
and...
not true. We've done this before. We've gone down this path.
So what struck you with this meditation on Thomas More?
You know, a little similar, but very different. I think, although we're living in sort of unprecedented times, it's not that different in the sense that he exemplifies something at that time that wasn't even present then. We always look back and say it was so much better in the past, or the marriage and the family was so much simpler in the past, but he had a huge struggle and it was actually at a big turning point in comparison to the lives of the people around him and the influence of the king. But the fact that he still set that strong standard and it's still so applicable, it says that the battle has always been the same, but the fight is also the same and the victory is still the same. Like he, as in, this is all to say that he could still put his foot down and he could still do that right despite the culture.
Very good point that regardless of what's happening in the culture, God always gives us the grace to become a saint.
Yeah. I would also say, to take it further, he always did what was right for his family. And that also meant standing by his beliefs at the risk of his life, even though many would probably say, you're abandoning your family by doing this. Do this for the good of your family. But he knew it was better to be a good man and show them the right path and die by it than to live on and support them, but also risk souls rather than lives.
Yeah. Do you mind if we end with his prayer for a good sense of humor?
I wouldn't mind at all.
He prays, grant me, O Lord, good digestion and also something to digest. Grant me a healthy body and the necessary good humor to maintain it. Grant me a simple soul that knows to treasure all that is good and that doesn't frighten easily at the sight of evil, but rather finds the means to put things back in their place. Give me a soul that knows not boredom, grumblings, sighs, and laments, nor excess of stress because of that obstructing thing called I. Grant me, O Lord, a good sense of humor. Allow me the grace to be able to take a joke, to discover in life a bit of joy, and to be able to share it with others.
That's incredible. Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.